Sirach, chapter 42. Of these things be not ashamed, and accept no man's person to sin by it, of the law of the Most High, and his covenant, and of judgment to do justice to the ungodly, of reckoning with a partner and with travelers, and of a gift from the heritage of friends, of exactness of balance and weights, and of getting much or little, of indifferent selling of merchants, and of much correction of children, and of making the side of an evil servant to bleed. Surekeeping is good, where an evil wife is, and where many hands are, shut you close. Whatsoever you hand over, let it be by number and weight, and in giving and receiving let all be in writing. Be not ashamed to instruct the unwise and foolish, and one of extreme old age that contends with those that are young, and so shall you be well instructed indeed, and approved in the sight of every man living. A daughter is a secret cause of wakefulness to a father, and the care for her puts away sleep, in her youth, lest she pass the flower of her age, and when she is married, lest she should be hated, in her virginity, lest she should be defiled and be with child in her father's house, and when she has a husband, lest she should transgress, and when she is married, lest she should be barren. Keep a strict watch over a headstrong daughter, lest she make you a laughingstock to your enemies, a byword in the city and notorious amongst the people, and shame you before the multitude. Look not upon every body in regard of beauty, and sit not in the midst of women, for from garments comes a moth, and from a woman's wickedness. Better is the wickedness of a man than a pleasant-dealing woman, and a woman which puts you to shameful reproach. I will make mention now of the works of the Lord, and will declare the things that I have seen, in the words of the Lord are his works. The sun that gives light looks upon all things, and the work of the Lord is full of his glory. The Lord has not given power to the saints to declare all his marvelous works, which the Almighty Lord firmly settled, that whatever is might be established in his glory. He searches out the deep, and the heart, and he has understanding of their cunning plans, for the Most High knows all knowledge, and he looks into the signs of the world, declaring the things that are past, and the things that shall be, and revealing the traces of hidden things. No thought escapes him, there is not a word hid from him. The mighty works of his wisdom he has ordered, who is from everlasting to everlasting, nothing has been added to them, nor diminished from them, and he had no need of any counselor. How desirable are all his works! One may behold this even to a spark. All these things live and remain forever in all manner of uses, and they are all obedient. All things are double one against another, and he has made nothing imperfect. One thing establishes the good things of another, and who shall be filled with beholding his glory?